Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, mantis, should be renamed P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, mantis. Autumn is in the air. Behaviors of birds and insects support this. While more bees hover over late-blooming plants to gather end-of-season nectar, cricket choruses are also more evident inside and outside the house. Birds we normally don't see in this region wing through. One of those migrating species is the hummingbird. Those with feeders see these guys in action before they head for southern lands. While mountain residents enjoy hummers all summer long, western Kansans enjoy a short visit sometimes in the spring and often in the fall as the tiny birds make their way to and from nesting territories. I've maintained a feeder all season in hopes I'd see them. Changing that nectar finally paid off. Two or three iridescent green tornadoes drained the fluid levels during the past few days. The first day I saw my flitting visitors, I also noticed a praying mantis. It posed solemnly along the edge of the clear container full of sweetened water that I offered to lure in my long-awaited guests. If I hadn't seen a photo on the internet showing how these large, Martian-looking bugs kill and eat hummingbirds, I wouldn't have given its presence a second thought. However, I'd read the headlines even though I hadn't viewed the gruesome photos. I also observed the visiting hummingbird hesitating instead of approaching the plastic flowers at the base of the bottle. Time for Grandma to intervene. A thunk of a broom handle sent that 5-inch brown predator tumbling to the ground, scurrying for cover. I added a few whacks with the bristle end of my weapon to make sure he didn't want to set up camp again on my hummingbird feeder. Normally, I encourage these garden sentries who protect veggies from damaging insects. Just looking at that triangular head with those strong jaws lets you know this guy means business when it comes to devouring prey. A close look at its legs to see how the mantis uses them to spear or confine its dinner reveals sophisticated abilities to disable victims. This is one powerful insect. It's understandable why a tribe in Africa deified such a critter. According to the internet site where I first saw these common garden protectors threatening hummingbirds, the mantis waits patiently for the hummer to come close. The insect then spears the small bird with a powerful foreleg. After killing the hummer, it dines on the soft belly side. Someone videotaped this predator versus prey incident and posted it on YouTube. I couldn't bear to watch the entire video, but I saw enough to know I wanted that big old ugly bug back in the cabbage patch. Over decades, I've learned autumn is the time of year when I see insects, birds, and mammals most focused on their own survival. They don't have long to store ample reserves to make it through winter's cold, dark months. Despite knowing this, I declared hummingbirds off limits. Their visits are too infrequent to allow a predator to make them into a meal. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the high plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hayfoy. More Prairie Tales can be found online at HPPR.com.